Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Elemental Royalties, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELE, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ELEMF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Frederick Bell. Now, Fred, there's a couple news releases for us to highlight. We're going to start with the most recent. Came out just yesterday, October 12th. It is an update from the company's Karlawinda royalty. Now, this is a pretty important update because the operator at Karlawinda, Capricorn Metals, traded on the ASX under the symbol CMM, announced steady state operation that came in at a little over 24,000 ounces of gold production in Q3 2021. Fred, before we get into this actual asset and the production aspects, take us through the team at Capricorn Metals. And it's one of the key aspects that drew you to this royalty. Explain why.
Thanks, Corey and Chad. I think that the key background to Karlawinda is the management team there. And these are the former management team at Regis. And they this is the second company. Regis was the second company in Australia. They took to being a multi-billion dollar mid-tier gold mining company. And they left there and they stepped down and they took over Karlawinda and came in as a management team there. And this is the centerpiece of the next gold company they're building in Australia. And so, you know, for a company that has just had steady state gold production on their first asset, they are a roughly 700 million market cap Australian gold miner. So they traded a real premium in Australia due to the reputation and track record of the management team. And that is one of the key, I think, benefits you look for as a royalty company in getting exposure to great assets with great management teams, because you get all the optionality on it. And they just declared steady state production at Karlawinda, which is our biggest royalty. And that is coming from first gold pour on the 30th of June. So I think, quoting one of the Australian brokers, it is one of the smoothest ramp-ups of a mine in Australia in recent memory. So I think a real testament, again, to the quality of the management team, their experience and track record.
Now let's talk about the royalty here, because the company holds a 2% net smelter royalty on this Karlawinda asset. You acquired that just back in February of this year. What is the estimates here in terms of production? What are some of the cash flow estimates that you have from this royalty now that it is fully in production?
So the mine is estimated, I think, a midpoint of 120,000 ounces of gold a year. And we have a 2% royalty on that. So that is roughly 2,400 ounces a year attributable to Elemental at no cost for as long as the mine goes. And this is a mine that's starting with a 10-year plus reserve life. But it is a really unusually in a more mature mining jurisdiction like Western Australia, similar to some of the regions in Canada. This is a mine that is at the start of its life. It's at the start of its exploration history. So I think there is a lot more to come. And for us, what that means in revenue is that it will be going forwards, it will be about $4 to $4.5 million US dollars a year gross revenue. And that's obviously dependent on the gold price. But you know, if you look at that over the mine life going forwards, it gives us huge optionality. And one thing I would add to it is that if you look at the track record of the management team here, when they were at Regis Resources, they built 3 gold mines in 5 years. And all 3 of those gold mines ended up 30 to 50% bigger than when they started. And so you can see that they are following exactly the same sort of pattern here. Get the mine built, get it up and running, hit all their targets in terms of ramp up, commissioning, commercial production. And then the next stage, once you've got it in steady state production, the next stage is exploration. The next stage is how can we expand this? How can we make it more profitable? So I think for a royalty holder, to have 2% on everything they do in a tier one jurisdiction with a very well-known successful management team, there is not a royalty company like us, sub 100 million market cap, that has an asset like that. And when you put that in alongside our other really high quality producing royalties, I think we are an absolute standout in terms of value and in terms of what we offer. And it's important to note that with Karlawinda having commercial production, we now have 80% of our NAV on producing royalties, which again is more like the sort of Franco Wheatons and Royals of the world than your typical junior mid-tier royalty company.
Yeah, Fred, you bring up an interesting point there, because when people are valuing royalty companies, they want to see those producing assets, which you guys have in spades. But there's a lot of companies that have the majority of their value really on the exploration and development side and don't have as much of their value being underpinned by the producing assets yet. But you also just made a great point about just Karlawinda, and this is true of any of the mines that are going into production or in production. The royalty company gets all the growth that company is going to pour into it, because while it may have a 10-year mine life to start, you know that the management of that company sees a longer life expectancy of that mine, and they're going to keep exploring and keep developing and keep finding new areas to keep the mill running. And so there's all that upside that a royalty company can get from exploration of their partner companies and development. How does that factor into the longer term valuation that investors should keep in mind when they're getting into these companies? Because if you just look at the current profile, you may miss the forest for the trees. So how do you personally value your company and the assets and the partner companies that are in that you have deals with when you look at the exploration and development upside still there?
Well, I think a general way to look at it is, I think this was a Scotia report on the royalty sector previously, is they said that producing royalties in a royalty company in a portfolio tend to trade at around 2x NAV. Development assets, depending on what stage they're at, might be around 1x NAV. And then exploration assets and earlier trade at a discount, depending on where they are in the process. And if you think that we are 80% high quality producing royalties, precious metals royalties, and we're trading at, roughly speaking, 1x NAV, I think there's a clear value disconnect. I mean, for example, what you're saying is that, you know, these mines will never find another ounce. They won't discover any more, and they will go to the end of their mine life, and that is it. And you're also inherently saying that as a management team, and we've taken this from just an idea to where it is today, we're not going to be able to find more royalties or add them in. And I think on both counts, I think that is a real underestimation of the value of the royalties, and you just need to look across the royalty space to see that, but also in terms of what we've been able to achieve in putting this portfolio together. And I think a great example is probably an announcement we made about a week ago on our Wangyan royalty. And on that royalty, we Endeavour Mining, top 10 gold miner globally, they just announced an exploration target there to the end of 2025 of 1.5 to 2 million ounces. And that mine is going to mine 750,000 ounces in that time period. So effectively, at current gold prices, we will get paid roughly $10 million to the end of 2025. But they are saying publicly that this will have, in their estimation, double the resource at the end of 2025 that it does today. So we'll get paid $10 million over the coming 3 years, 4 years. And at the end of that period, the royalty would be worth more than it is today based on the resource and the exploration upside. So that's a really good example of why royalty gets to be traded at a premium.
So let's also talk about really what makes Elemental unique in the royalty space. Because look, there has been this explosion of royalty companies, but quite frankly, a lot of these royalty companies simply build up royalties. So they have 50, 60, 70 royalties on their book. A lot of those are still exploration plays. Some don't even have resources on them. The royalties that Elemental is focused on are these cash flowing royalties, and those ones that should be paying out in the relatively near term. But the one knock being on Elemental is that you're just not signing as many deals as these other companies. So then it's not making you stand out because of the lack of news flow. What do you have to say to investors looking at Elemental saying, I like the strategy, but I need more news. I need something a bit more exciting from the company.
I think that you're actually, as these assets, particularly Karlawinda, for example, comes online, I think one of the benefits is that we get a lot more news coming out of these companies. And to give you an example, I mentioned Wang Yong just in the last week or so had the update on the exploration potential. Karlawinda just announced commercial production this week. One of our other royalties, Amankaya in Chile, which is an operating mine, have just announced that they will have a new resource and reserve update in Q1 next year, which is expected to add to the resources and to the mine life there. And these are actually all the best ways to add value, because all three of those examples, we are not spending any money. We are not having to invest in anything, but we are getting value add from all of them. And when you get a good royalty, it is worth its weight in gold, no pun intended. But it is the best way to do it. And it's very easy. You look across the mining space to find 2,000 junior explorers. And we could go to all of those explorers and we could write a royalty on lots of them for very little money. But those projects might take 10 years. They might take 20 years to come through to fruition. Whereas what we have is we have a portfolio of royalties that have been de-risked. And in two cases, our two biggest royalties, Wang Yong and Karlawinda, 10-year plus mine lives, huge exploration potential ahead of them. And the crucial thing here is that if those mines find new ounces, they have already passed the hurdle to get it into production. They've raised the funds, they've done the feasibility study, they have built the mine and operated it successfully. So those new ounces they add are that much more valuable than those on earlier stage projects. And one of the things we have always said consistently from when we started Elemental is we see 20 exploration and development royalties for every producing royalty we see. There is a reason that producing royalties are the holy grail in the royalty space. It's because they aren't common. They're rare and they're difficult to acquire. And I think that for us, we said if we can do the hardest part first and go out and buy some really good quality producing royalties, it gives us that cash flow, diversified revenue to then be able to go out and gradually over time start to add in some earlier stage projects that we don't have to dilute ourselves for. And to give you an example, if we can use revenue from 100,000 ounces of production to buy a royalty on 1 million ounces that might be 5 years away, that is a really good value deal. But the key is, can you get the revenue to do it at the beginning? And if you can get the revenue to do it at the beginning, you can get access to credit facilities, you can insulate yourself to a large extent from market conditions, because you are master of your own fate and when you raise money. And I think that is the unique position that we're in.
Yeah, right. As a shareholder of Elemental myself, I'm excited about the increase in revenues and that you guys have the control of your own destiny with these cash flowing assets. But I do want to ask, just as we wrap up, you mentioned, the potential to take these revenues and look at new acquisitions. Would you be more interested in finding a producing asset, a royalty on it that maybe is overlooked by the marketplace? Or would you be more interested at this point in looking at some, not necessarily early stage, but medium stage development stage companies where they've got a short timeline to production? And if you have any assets like that in the pipeline right now that you want to mention as we wrap up that are at development stage but are moving towards production, maybe just bring us up to speed on what the company strategy is on those two regards, new acquisitions and development projects moving towards production.
Well, we have offers out, I think, across the board on a host of opportunities, and we are constantly looking at more. And I think one of the key catalysts, I think one of the key sort of hurdles we wanted to come across was getting Karlawinda in commercial production, because that was the largest single acquisition we have made to date. It was the largest investment in a royalty. It will be our largest asset. And so to have that coming on in steady state production, it gives us a measure of confidence to pursue some of these other opportunities more aggressively. And we've got probably $7 million in the bank at the moment. We are cash flow positive. And so I think now we're in a position where we can go out and we can look at some of these opportunities, both producing royalties and ones that are at various stages of development. Nearer term production is definitely preferable, but we can start to actually I think, push the button on some of those, because we have the confidence of knowing that our revenue is nearly doubling just based on Karlawinda. Equinox's Mercedes royalty and operating mine starts to pay us from July next year. So with that knowledge, it gives us a lot more comfort in, I think, actually putting pen to paper on various royalty opportunities, which is, I think, more of what you will see.
All right, Fred, we're going to wrap it up here. Good update from Elemental, and very nice hearing about the Karlawinda ramp up there. That is going to help provide some more cash to the company. And hey, we'll keep up to date on any other asset updates as those continue to advance. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Fred to address those. Fred, thanks for your time. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Much appreciate it, Corey and Shad.